by Shari Surim, even though we're the Ramah is Machmer for Chaticha Nasrael by Shari Surim, it doesn't mean that the Chaticha is Heter Nepach Liyasisa. The Chaticha remains Heter, just that the Trefa B'liya in it is Asa. If you'll succeed in removing the Trefa B'liya from the Chaticha's Heter, let's say I have a piece of meat and it was Balea Tom from the Veil, it was Balea Dam or something. If I will succeed in removing every speck of Isa, the Gemara says that it's mutter. The Gemara says that they had some kind of a chemical system that they would broil the meat and the schmaltz would drift down on the bottom with the dam of the schmaltz, and it's burning hot, so the schmaltz was Balea the dam. Levushal is only with the Rabbanan, but still awesome with the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says if you put in Trey Gelalei de Milcha in the Schmaltz on the bottom, you will be able to succeed in removing all of the dam. The Trey Gelalei de Milcha is some kind of a chemical stunt that the Amoraim and the Gemara understood that that will succeed in removing all of the dam. So once you remove all of the dam, so the Schmaltz reverts back to become Mutta. Efsha v'hafrida will be muta. Bishari sirin for sure. Efsha v'hafrida will be muta. But vas v'cholav, that's the machloikis of Rishayim and the machloikis of Rishayim. Whether efsha v'hafrida is muta or rasa. He said that in order to become vas v'cholav, you need that they should combine together. But once they combine together, then even if you'll be mafrid, even if you separate out the cholav from the basar, once they became basar, they remain basar. They say, no, the isir is only there, kozman, that the two are together. If you would have poured in so little cholav into the basar that you have shishin against the cholav, and you don't have tam cholav in the basar, then it never tipas cholav shenafal lachatich hamein bav nice and tam, so it doesn't become basar cholav in the first place. But once it was nice and tam, once it tipas cholav did succeed in giving an asinas tam, and it did become basar cholav, so then even if actually lesachta, even if I'll squeeze out so much of the cholav, and even if I'll pour in, I'll take the whole piece of meat and I'll cook it with a pot full of water. Now, for sure, I have shishin against the cholav. Now the cholav is no longer nois and tam, but it's still there. It's still there. That's the Ramban there has a loshen ein hagolah ba'ichlim. If you have a tray for kli, you do hagolah. So we assume hagolah removes every speck of tam in the pot. But we don't say hagolah ba'ichlim. We assume that a little bit of the cholav will still remain in the basar. So that's called Epshel Asachta Asa. Even though I've removed so much cholav, now it's no longer nice and down. Some of the cholav is still there. So that's the Gemara, that's the Machlekes HaTanoim, but Epshel Asachta by Basel B'cholav is also Mutav. So one opinion in Tanoim, Epshel Asachta is Mutav of Basel B'cholav. If you have succeeded, take the piece of Basel B'cholav and you cook it with water. Now there's so much water that the cholav is no longer. Nois and tam in the basar, so one tam is that is mutter. So the Rambam does not paskin like that. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that. The Ravid paskins like that. The Ravid says on that, Rambam, apelat digay Ravid. Usually, when the Ravid has a hasaga, the Ravid is saying the Rambam's against the Gemara. So you have a shver Rambam here. It's a problematic Ravid. We don't know what the Ravid wants from the Rambam. The Ravid says that Gemara that says the machlok is hatanan efshel usach to osa. Efshel Asach the Mutta Babasa Bachalov. You only say Efshel Asach the Osir if you hold Mina B'mashu. If he's going to lead to say that's what the Gemara says. If you have a piece of Basa Bachalov and then you, by mistake you threw it into a pot full of flesh and there's so much flesh that now the Chalov is no longer nice and tam even in the original piece. So then the Gemara says that the Efshel Asach the is Asur and the flesh, but the other flesh is Min Minai, is the Mashu. If you hold like Rav Yudah, the Min Minai Mashu. Rashi paskins like Rav Yudah. The Min Minai is the Mashu. We don't paskin like that. So the Ravid is Masagan, the Ramah. Why did the Ramah paskin? Efshel Asach to Asur, Basu B'cholov. That's only if you hold, it's only relevant if you hold Min Minai Mashu. But since the Ramah paskin is not like Rashi, it doesn't pass like Rav Yudah, Min Minai is not the Mashu. They shouldn't have paskin Efshel Asach to Asur. What in the world does that have to do with Nimim Minimum Mashiach? Efshel Asach to Asa Mutta Shabbat Nichos Basa B'cholav. Why should it depend on? So Rav Chaim stands out and said, as a whole shtickle term in a sefer to explain the right. Most of Rav Chaims have to explain problematic Rambams, and this one is to explain the problematic Ravid. Why the Ravid made it totally Zed. But we don't know like that, right? We paskin that. The Shabbat derais. We paskin that. So the sechter also the basa b'cholim. But that's because it still has at least a mashu of the cholim in it. In agalah ba'echlin. But if you would succeed in removing every speck of cholim, so then it's a machlekes. We still paskin also. Then it's a machlekes. Where the efshalat frida is also a muta. The Pinyin Gadim quotes the Mishnah. In the end of the Temura, the Mishnah lists, gives you a whole list of all of the Yisrei HaNoah. So they're divided into two categories. Some Yisrei HaNoah are Yisrofim, or Lon Klai Akerim in Chametz B'Pesach, and Lon Klai Satanayim, when they bear Chametz on the B'Srei Pash, B'Sos, and B'Chol Dover. So some of the Yisrei HaNoah are Pigolos and Tomis, B'Srei Pham. So some are Yisrofim, and some are Nibar, some are not Yisrofim. So one difference is there a mitzvah to burn? Are you supposed to burn it or not? Hashem Pshat is that it's men on the surf means he's supposed to burn it. The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva that he says he was so close to his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, he watched everything. He was always close to the Rebbe, watched everything. And he says the Rebbe had orla trees. And he, Orla B'chutz L'Arts, Orla is not B'chutz L'Arts, says he never saw his rabbit burn the Paris Orla. He didn't understand why. That's one kasha. How come his rabbit never burned the Orla? Then the tzveita kasha was, how come he looked in the Sifrei HaMitzvahs, all the money HaMitzvah, nobody counts this mitzvah to burn Orla. If Orla, Karam and Orla, is the Menam Yisrofim, how come none of the money HaMitzvah count as a mitzvah? So the pashtus probably is that it's a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Raman has the 14 klolim, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, to determine what belongs to the Sefer HaMitzvahs and what not. So he says, in every the Raman the Shitasa holds, in every generation, the Chachmi HaTorah have the right to develop new drashas of the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Raman disagrees with the Goyim and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis. So the Goyim are of the opinion that Kol Masha Tamid Vasa Gosa V'chaymash Ne'amadol Moshe Mizinai is taken literally. Every single thing was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you need the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas for? The Midrash HaTorah and Drashas was just to check, to make sure that your tradition is correct. maybe you forgot what the tradition is, so the Klal HaPrat, the Klal, everything is just to check, to make sure. But if you can't use the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas to come up with a new disc. There is no such thing. And the Rambam says that that's ridiculous. I can't say it like that. Every machlokes in the Gemara is because they forgot. So they forgot 99% of the Torah. Every page in Shas, every Mishnah, there's a machlokes satanai, machlokes amarai, that a masorah, and everything they forgot. The most precious thing we have is the Torah, and we forgot everything in the Torah. Every single issue, there's a machlokes. And the Rambam disagrees. He said, whatever they had, Allah HaMashim Mishina. Whatever they had a tradition, there's a tradition. So you won't have a machlokes on that. Machlokes is not from Shikha, can be, once in a while. But not to say that every machlokes is based on shikha is unreasonable. So the Rambam says in every generation, the Chachmei HaTorah have a right to darshan based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpen. In fact, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Shviyas, that Baalei HaTorah is also quote, that in Bezn Yochal Vatav Dibbe Bezn Chavrem Ken Gadol Menem Chachmei Minyan only applies if the later Bezin wants to repeal the rabbinic enactment that was instituted by an earlier Bezin. But if the later Bezin disagrees regarding a din deraisa, had a darshan the psukim, and elcha l'shefet shebi amecha, basa l'shefet nashir b'yam ha'mayim, yiftach b'dara kishmol b'dara, you don't have to be greater b'chochma b'minyan. That's what, there was a Hungarian rabbi in the New York area, Big Talmid Chacham. He attacked all of Rav Moshe's tshuvas. Moshe wrote the Igmas Moshe, so this rabbi wrote a book, Mana Ligoris, the response to the Igmas Moshe. So he attacks a lot of, he's a big Talmid Chacham, a lot of the things he has, starke tainus, a lot of good tainus against a lot of tshuvas of Rav Moshe. But then he has a whole attack. Rav Moshe was so arrogant, such a balgaiva, he thought that he knew how to learn better than Chasam Sofer, better than Nadi Behuda. How does he disagree? How did he have the chutzpah to disagree? Moshe, those who remember Moshe, he was extremely humble, in a ridiculous fashion. He was so humble. He would talk to people learning as if they're equals. And a woman, Ayette, would come and ask him, Ashayla, what bracha you say on potatoes? He would give her a whole, he would carry on a conversation. The woman would tell him, I remember, the woman was telling him how the strawberries grow and how the blackberries grow. they would carry on a conversation with the woman. He would be muttering Mishnayos under his breath. The woman wouldn't realize he could say Mishnayos while Pip, and he would pay attention. And he would carry on a conversation while he was learning Mishnayos at the same time. He was unusually humble. He wasn't at all arrogant. So when the book came out, the Moshe was so hurt. So he said, I don't know if I'm entitled to an opinion on anything. I don't know if I'm a Chofer Mishigir lawyer, or maybe everything I say is ridiculous. But Rabbanan keep on pressuring me. They want to know my opinion. So if they want to know, if they think that I'm entitled to them, I have the obligation to tell them my honest to goodness opinion, even if it's in disagreement with those who preceded me. Even though he'll be the first one to say that the Shach was bigger than him, and that Rabbi Yehuda and Chassam Sofer, they were greater than him. But he thinks that this is the din. That Tam Chacham has to pass through what he thinks the din is. There's a famous line in the Chutam Shulosh. There's a sefer that has the tshuvas of Rav Chaim, of three Talmid Chacham, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and his two sons-in-law, Rav Lezer Itche, Rav Lezer Yitzchok and Rav Hillel. Sons-in-law of Rav Yitzchok Volozhiner, I think. Sons-in-law of his son. So I don't know if anybody reads the Rav Lezer Itche's tshuvas, but they read the tshuvas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. They're printed together. It's called Chutam Shulosh. He has a famous line, in his Jews, that the Vilna Gaon told them, when you have to pass on the Shaila, you have to figure out what you think the din is. And if you're convinced that this is the din, even if it says in the Shulchan Aruch not so, you're not allowed to pass on like Rabbi Yosef Kar, because that's Lasis upon him. You're not allowed to pass on like that because Rabbi Yosef Kar said so. If you think that he's wrong, you have to pass on what you think is great. That's the din. Tam Chochem has to pass on. If he's entitled to an opinion. If you're entitled to an opinion, you have to say you're honest to give this opinion. So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, but the Baal HaTos also quoted Yerushalmi the beginning of Shviz, that ain't bezn yochel levatel tibit bezn chavem kein gadol menem chav opinion. Only applies if they want to repeal it, a din derabbanan. But as far as reading the psukim in the Chumash Darshanim, the dinim deraisa. Every generation, they should darshan the psukim the way they see fit. So how do you have 613 mitzvahs? The Rambam made. You start off in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were tayyad mitzvahs. Then a later bezin comes up in a new drasha. They have to throw out one of the previous mitzvahs. Then a later bezin comes up with a new din. Later bezin comes up with a new din. Every generation, they come up with a new din. So you can never have more than 613 mitzvahs. You always have to, whenever you come up with a new din, you have to throw out one of the old din. So the Rambam says, no, you start off with 613 mitzvahs according to Pshutu Shal Mikra. And the drushes are the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's not included in the Tariyah mitzvahs. So the Pashtus is that Orlon Klea Kerem, Srefas Noiser, Pramam, the Pramam probably does count. Sarathas Noiser Baish. That's a Bederish Apostle. That's not a drusha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Srefas Noiser, he does count in the Tariyah mitzvahs. But Srefas Kilayim, Pentukdash, Pentukaresh. That's the drasha of the Torah Shabbat. It's not Pshut HaShabbat. So the Rambam says you don't count that. The Rambam says you only count things that are Pshut HaShabbat Mikra, that the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was given. Torah Shabbat Chassab, you have 613. So that kasha of the Chassam Seif is strange. Kasha on his Rebbe, why the Rebbe never burned the oil of the Chutz Laaretz. So that they have from the Ragat Shachar Teretz on that. There's a big machloikis, the Rambam and the Goenim. If somebody eats Orla B'chutz Laaretz, whether he's loika or not. So the Rambam quotes from the Goenim that one who eats Orla B'chutz Laaretz is loika. And he says, how can it be? You're only loika if you violate a law that's dumid alav dachasim. So the first step, dumid alav dachasim, has to be written in the Chumash, like the Safim Shabbatish. So the din of Orla B'chutz Laaretz doesn't say Chumash. Chumash says, Kisavay Orla Oretz and the Titan Kolei Zman. Chumash only says, the Torah Shabbat, it only says Orla B'chutz Laaretz. It doesn't say Orla B'chutz Laaretz. Orla B'chutz Laaretz is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So you never loik on any Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Rambam writes like that. Orla B'chutz Laaretz is Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Rashi and Sanhedrin also writes on Daf Pei Dalet that Oral Sha'ovla, if the Kohen never had a bris mila, he's makru and kapanis and bris hamidosh. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Call the Necher, any coin who's Dina Ka'akum, Erelebe, or Basar, Layogam Igdoshim, and Shah Sefer. The coin is either a Mumer, Lava the Zara, or is an Orel. He's not allowed to be Makar Kabbalah. So the Master says, Dov is Emetaris Moshe Abbeinu Lola Mabin. There is no person in Chumash. And Yecheskel Ben Busi came up with a new din. So the Gemara says, no, it was always Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And Yecheskel wrote it down. So Rashi writes on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but you're not like it, because the same as the Rav, because it doesn't say Chumash. It's not doing the Lav Nachasim. The first step has to be written in Chumash. Then it has to be written if it's a Lav Abom Chalal Asay, then it's also not doing the Lav Nachasim. Has to say low, like low sachs and shabbat isha, or yisham and pen v'yal is the equivalent of low. But if it's not written at all, so it's not doing the lab da chasima. So the Rambam is masig on the Goyim. So what do the Goyim think? That all of the chutz lords, they think all of the chutz lords is loike. How can it be? But it's not doing the lab chasima. It's halachal moshe nesina. So Rab Chaim explains it in Sefer. So machlokes the Rambam and the Goyim. What's the nature of this halachal moshe nesina? That the Rambam understood that the Pshut Rishon Mikra only talks about Kisavar Ha'aretz and the Titan Kolets Machal. The Chumash only speaks about Oil of Eretz Yisrael. Oil of Chutz La'aretz are a separate din that doesn't say in the Chumash, it's only Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Goyim understood that the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim tells you to reinterpret the Pasuk, to translate the Pasuk differently. Kisavar Ha'aretz is not the Mokum Nihu Gamitzah, but it's the Zman Nihu Gamitzah. That when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the din of Arla doesn't apply yet. When they're in the Midbar for 40 years, the din of Arla doesn't apply. When they will arrive to Eretz Yisrael, then the din of Arla applies all over the world. It's not telling you the location. Yisrael is not the location where the mitzvah applies. It's the Zman Yoga mitzvah. Once they come to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Arla applies all over. According to the Gainim, the din of Arla b'chutz l'aretz is in Chumash. It's Torah b'chzav. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, it's not really Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It's a tradition how to translate the words of the Chumash, like the Rambam has in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos. He writes there are five sections to the Torah about that. So one of them is Pirushim HaMukubalim LaMoshe Mesina. You have traditions that this is how you translate the word. Ayin Tachasai means Bami, or Priyetzad means an Esrei. It's not something new. Every language has certain expressions, and if you look every word in the dictionary, put everything together, it won't add up to that. That's Pirush Mam Kabbalah, Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Goyim are of the opinion that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is not a separate din. It's one of the Pirush Mam Kabbalah, Moshe Mitzrayim, that Kisavoy El Haaretz tells you this man Nihu Gamitzah, not the Mokum Nihu Gamitzah. So all of Chutz Lord is the same as all of Eretz Yisrael. Same as all of Eretz Yisrael, but we usually hear something like the Rambam. It's not the same. We say Safek Olam Chutz La'aretz is Mutar. Safek Olam Eretz Yisrael is Asa. Even a Safek, according to the Rambam, that doesn't really, often it doesn't prove anything, because the Rambam holds that Safek at the Reis of Luchum itself is only with the Rabbanan. So you can say Safek Olam Eretz Yisrael is Asa with the Rabbanan. On the level of the Reis is both the same, but that's not true. We say Safek Olam B'chutz La'aretz is Mutar, even something that it's not really a Safek, they're not a 50-50 Safek. It's only what the Rishonim call the Safek Holdu. And it's a Safek Shef Shel Levar B'Kal. I go to the Goy's Pardes and I buy fruits. I can easily walk over to the tree. Every tree has a plaque and it says when it was planted on it, has a note on it, when it was planted. I'm not even B'chuyif to check. It's not really a Safek to say Safek. Safik the Rabbanu Lakula. The Rambam wouldn't say this. Safik the Raisa Lakula Mideraisa. It's not a real Safik. It's more than a Safik. It's a Safik Olderu. It's still Yemekel. So that's what we assume, like the Rambam, that the two different deities. All of Chutz La'aretz is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That's why you're not looking. It's not that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim reinterprets the Pasuk. That's what the Rav Chava says. That all of Eretz Yisrael, there's a din that it's Manan Yisrofim. All of Chutz La'aretz is not Manan Yisrofen, and the Gemara is like that. The Gemara says in Brachas that if you have the caper bush, so the Gemara says, Zarekas Avyodis Bechamas Kaprisim, I think the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Zarekas Avyodis, why Zarek? You should burn it. If it's Arlo B'chutzla, you should burn it. The answer is, Arlo B'chutzla, it's not the mitzvah the Sarfa. So why his Rebbe, why the Chassam said his Rebbe didn't burn the Arlo, the answer is Arlo B'chutzla, that's why. Why the Rambam, why the Mani HaMitzvah didn't count it as a Sefer Mitzvah? Because it's not Lefi Pshuto Shal Mikra at all. It's Pentugdash, Pentukadesh is a drasha. And somehow there's some kind of a Yalfusa, we don't know what, Rashi says is right at the end of Tmura, a Yalfusa that connects Orlo with Kloy HaKer. just like by Floor Akami, have a drasha took out age that by Orlo is also an Anitzmah. But why they didn't count it as a mitzvah is an easy one. So the Chassam Sefer has these two kashas, the kasha on his Rebbe, which is not so difficult, it's Orlo B'chutz Lord, and the kasha on the money, on mitzvah, also not difficult. So he says the teretz is that when the Mishnah says that Orlo Klei Akerem Abisrefer, it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to burn it. It means it's also B'anoah. If you'll burn it, if you're interested in burning it, then Avram will be mutzah. But not that there's a mitzvah to burn it. So I remember once a Talmud Chacham was there singing, Rabbi Gifta, I think it was Hillel David, was asking Rabbi Gifta, how can the Chassam Sofer say like that? Rabbi Chaim explained in the Sefer that why is on his rough in Avram Mutter, because the Rishonim say Nasis Mitzvosa. It's also Vanoah because you're Mevatla Mitzvah of Srefa. It's only the Srefa, you're supposed to burn it. It calls man, you didn't burn it, you're not allowed to get Hana. But once you burnt it, then it's Mutter to get Hana. The whole Isra Hana stems from the fact that it's Mitzvosa of the Srefa. If you get Hana before you burn it, then it constitutes Bitla Mitzvah. But if the Chassam Sofer holds it, no Mitzvah to burn it. Only if you burn it, then it'll be Mutter Vanoah. So how is it mutma? How is it called Nasis Mitzvos? So Rabbi Gifta had in his inimitable style of saying, Chassam Sofer has a lot of disagree with Rabbi Chaim. But in the yeshivas, that's where we usually assume, like Rabbi Chaim explained, Nasis Mitzvos, and called Abish Nasis HaMoylem, but means this Mitzvos HaBekach, means it's a mitzvah to burn it, not if you'll burn it, or the yeshivas will be mutma. Anyway, that's the Mishnah in the end of Tmura. It divides all the Yisra'an into two categories. The Nikborim Afram Nasar, because there's no mitzvah b'sreifah. So it remains also manu. And then it's Rafman, it's Afram Mutter. Afram quotes the Rishonim because Nasas Mitzvah. There are other Rishonim who disagree. They have a whole different mahalach, but that's the more famous pshat. Nasas Mitzvah. So the Prima Gadim raises the question, if Efshel Afrido is Mutter and Basa B'cholov, so if you have a piece of meat, and you burn it till it turns into ashes, and all of the milk is a liquid, all the milk has already evaporated. So you removed every single speck of milk. I don't even know if the kasha is true. Is it true? Milk has solid particles also, no? When you make cheese, it has solid particles. So the liquidy part of the milk will evaporate. The H2O, chelik of the milk, will evaporate. But the solid particles will not evaporate. So I think the Prima Gadim has such a time. Why does the Mishnah this possible cholov is ben harik barim? There's no mitzvah to sof. Therefore, afron aser. So why is it afron aser? If you go like that day in the shach that efshel afrid that day in rishonim and achrayim efshel afrid is mutter. So this should be a case of hifrido. Once you burn it, so you've succeeded in evaporating all the milk and mamish. There isn't a speck of milk left. I don't even know if the kasha is really true. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote that Zemachloik is Rashi and Taisis, where they hold Tam Kiyika and Daraisa Drabonon. So we hold like Taisis, Tam Kiyika and Daraisa. So the Dafka Mina will have Sofik Drabon Lakul, Sofik Daraisa Lakul. So let's say a little bit of Chazar Shmatz fell into a pot. And you don't know exactly what the food is supposed to taste like. See, why don't you taste it to see if it has Tam of the Issa. You don't know what the food is supposed to taste like. So a new kind of fruit, a vegetable or something, you don't know what the normal taste is. So you can't tell if it has the tam of the chazer shmaltz in it or not. So what if you have a sofik shishim? So if you hold that tam kikas deraisa is a sofik shishim, is a sofik deraisa lechumer. And if you hold that the tam kikas is only rabbanan, then sofik shishim would be mutter. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that we assume tam kikas is deraisa and sofik shishim is lechumer. So this is a shaila in the Sefer Afik Eyam. He quotes the whole story that once there was a choyla on Shabbos. Yisrael was a choyla b'sukan. The doctor said that he needs some warm chicken soup. And on Shabbos in the daytime, nobody had any kosher chicken soup. Everybody ate up the We have refrigerators, so we have chicken soups. It's for a week in the refrigerator. But they didn't have refrigerators then. So there was no kosher chicken soup. So the shaila was, should they go to a goyish trade restaurant and get some chicken soup? He's a cholam mesukan. So should they have chicken soup, or should they drink the chicken soup, or should they shech the chicken on Shabbos? Because the mother shech them l'chayv on Shabbos. You shech the chicken on Shabbos. So the shech the Rav Chaim said they should shech the chicken, and then they should they made it kosher, they salted it, and then they made the chicken soup, they cooked it, they did a whole bunch of malachas. So Rav Simcha Zelig was always there with Rav Chaim. So after everything was all over, the Rav Simcha Zelig told Rav Chaim that one of the Gedolei Achronim has in his tshuva sefer that based on the Gemara, the last parak in Yuma, the Gemara said, "Whenever you have a chodesh she'esh b'sakana, machila masa akal akal tchila." You try to minimize the isa. So the Rishonim explain why do you say shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos? Why don't you give him the vela? The vela is only alav. Shechna l'chayla is a malach of koris. The visa is bezin. So the Rishonim explain why that's the lesser of the two evils. They give different explanations. Why shechna l'chayla b'Shabbos is the lesser of the two evils? So in this chafer and sefer, they give us Pinchas, I think it's by Chassidus Shereb. So he says that what it says in Shulchan Aruch that Safik Shishim is l'chumra because of Taisa holds a tanki kadaraisa, so Safik daraisa l'chumra. That's only b'teres Safik. Not that we pass like Taisa is b'teres vaday. The tanki kadar only b'teres Safik. And if it'll be on Shabbos, a shayla on Shabbos. So according to Rashi, if you drink the treif chicken soup from the goyish store, that's only an isa derabanan. So rather than shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos, if the doctor say the chayla needs a chicken, so should he eat nevela? Should he eat nevela? Should we shecht for him? So the Rishonim explained why shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos is the kalakal tchila rather than eat nevela, shecht the chicken. They give different explanations why. But if the doctor doesn't say that he needs chicken, he needs chicken soup. So according to Rashi, chicken soup is only drabanan. So more correct would have been that they should have gotten the tray for chicken soup from the goyish from the tray for restaurant. So Rav Simcha Zelig didn't say a word the whole time. Chaim said, "Shech the chicken and salt it and make the soup and shayt. You do everything that you have to." After everything was all over, then they told Rav Chaim that and this tshuva sefer says on it. Rav Chaim says, "Why don't you tell me before? Why don't you tell me? We'd have done like that." So that's a shaila. Is that really so? That when the Shulchan Aruch, I think the Pirma Gadam also has such an idea that when it says Shulchan Aruch, the Sofik Shishim is l'chumre because we pass in Tanki Kaderaisa. Maybe it's not necessarily b'toras vada. Maybe it's only b'toras sofik. Maybe it's only b'toras sofik. We do consider a possibility that, like Rashi, that maybe Tanki Kaderaisa. Is only the Rabban, but with Machma like Taisus, that Sofik Shishim would be Lechum, because maybe Tam Kikir is their eyes. Yeah. Where did Rashi get this psak that Tam Kikir loved their eyes? So Rashi learns that that's the Machlokes Abai Verova in the Gemara in Chulin, that Abai learns out Tam Kikir is their eyes from the institution of Basa B'cholov. When you have Basa B'cholov, so you have it. Some flesh, or fleshig soup, whatever, and then you have cholam. So it's going to be exactly 50-50. Not going to be impossible. Not going to be 50-50. There's going to be a lot of flesh, and there's going to be a little tam cholam in it. So the tam cholam should be bottle beroiv. Tam cholam should be bottle beroiv. So the answer is that since it's nice and tam, people's cholam, shenafa lachatich, it's nice and tam, so we say tam kiyaka, so it's considered if it's still beer. Or let's say you have the reverse, you're cooking milk. Or cheese or something, then a little bit of schmaltz falls in. So it's going to be exactly 50-50. The milk and the schmaltz are going to be 50-50. Highly unlikely. The odds are a million to one, it's not going to be exactly 50-50. So there's going to be a lot more milk and a little bit of tam basar in it. Either a lot of flesh and little tam chalav, a lot of milk and a little bit of tam basar in it. So it really should be bottom right. So how do you ever have basar b'chalav? One chance in a million you're going to have basar b'chalav. Going to be 50-50, highly unlikely. You'll never have your whole institution of Basa B'chol. So from the whole institution of Basa B'chol, we see that Tam Kikir, that even though you have Raiv, it's not bottle of Raiv because it's nice and tight. So that's what our Bai Tain is. And Rava says you can't derive from Basa B'chol of Tam Kikir because Mechidish Le'afim. Basa B'chol is a Chidish. Why is it a Chidish? So what does it mean, a Chidish? So we usually use the term Chidish, a surprising did. I would never have thought of that in a million years. A new dinner I never thought of. But that's when you're talking about Midah Shalter and Nidreshes Bam, that's not the definition of the Chiddush. The Gemara says, Eitzemim is a Chiddush. Rava holds that the Eitzemim is only because of La Haboha Nipsal, Machlaik Zabai, the Rava. That's one of the six cases of Yal Kigam, the Ayin that we pass from like Abai, the Eitzemim and Mafreyu Nipsal. But Rava held Eitzemim because of La Haboha Nipsal. The Gemara had two versions within Rava, when we don't pass from like that. Two versions where the Rava meant Ben Atura Mid Rabbonim. The one version is that Rava meant Ben Atura Eitzemim is only because of La Haboha Nipsal. Because it's a chiddush, so why is it a chiddush? The Gemara said because it should really be trei trei. My choset the tzais lahani tzais lahani. So it's a chiddush. The Torah says he believed the second cut against the first. So that's a definition of chiddush. Choset writes in the beginning of Yivam is dava hasoyso saklal, when it's an exception to the rule. That's there is talking about one of the yugim amida shall turn the rashi and dava shay bchalal yatzni b'dava hachorosh. What's Yotzli in Dabar Chodesh? A new din that you would have never thought of on your own. So they said, that's not what it means. Every din is a new din. You would never have dreamt every din in the Torah. You would never think of these dinim on your own. Chiddush means Dabar Seses HaKlal. So the Gemara there in the beginning of Imam's talks about you have an Oshon. And the Dam Ha'ashem, normally Dam of Kavanis, is Zorek on the Mizbech. Here you take the Dam Ha'ashem and put Matan Behoimus. That's not what you normally do. You put the Abon Yoda Ha'imonis or Abon Rag Ha'imonis and Abtunochos Ha'imonis. That's a Chiddush. Dabas Ha'isan Saklal. It's an exception to the rule. The Dam of the Kavanis usually is supposed to be Nizuk on the Mizbech. And here, in addition to doing Zvik on the Mizbech, you do this. And here also, the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Basa B'cholav? Then in Kol HaTorah Kula, Kavish Kem B'Vushol, and here by Basa B'Cholav, you don't say Kavish Kem B'Vushol. So that's why Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush, because it's Yitzim and HaKlav. So Rashi learns Pshat in Rabbit, that Rabbit disagrees with Abaye, because Mechiddush Lo Yafina. You can't learn from Mechiddush, because it's the whole idea of a Mamatzinu, if you have a din in one place in Chumash, let's say, it's a Atzir Shita Momdin. The Kasha and Mishkan have to be Geder Kedi Losen. They learn a mamatzino, the kol atarkula, just like atzishitim. Whenever you need a natural item that grew from the ground, has to be gedar kedi losam. So lulav and the daladinim have to be gedar kedi losam. You derive from that pasuk. Why? Because you assume all the din hatorah fit into one big pattern. Kol atarkula in yerechad, everything fits into one pattern. But if you say that the basa b'chol is a chiddush, then the yetzim rakal doesn't fit into the pattern. It's a yetzim rakal. So the Chiddush Le'afin, you can't derive anything from this parsha, because maybe not only this din of Kovish is Lavkin Mevushel, not only is that a Yetzim HaKol, maybe the whole din of Tam Ki'ikir that creates the whole Basim HaKol, maybe it's also Yetzim HaKol, maybe the whole parsha is a Yetzim HaKol. That's when the Chiddush Le'afin. So Rashi learns, Rabbi disagrees with Abaye, you can't learn that from Basim HaKol because it's a Chiddush. What you can't learn now? So you're left with no mocker for the whole din of Tam Ki'ik, because the Mele of Tam Ki'ik allowed their eyes. The Balei HaTosfos say, no, Robert says he can't line up in this pasuk, not like Abai says in the whole institution of Basa B'chol you can establish Tam Ki'ik as their eyes. Robert holds he lined up from a different pasuk in Gilui Kedmidna, from Mishra, the other source. That's not the only source. So that's the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, where they're... Once you say like Rava, but usually you assume like Rava. Halachic Rava is not Yal Kigam. Once you assume like Rava, so it doesn't mean that Tam Kika is Lav Deraisa. Or not necessarily, it means you don't learn from this pasuk, you learn from a different pasuk. The Gemara has a machlek in Satanon, whether Bistar Oif and Chayav is Deraisa Derabbanan. In the Rambam, there's a stira. Then I can point that there's a stira in one place. The Rama writes that Chai is the Raisa, one place he writes that Chai is the Rabban, the Stir in the Rama. Okay. He didn't write the whole Mishnah Torah in one day. He changed his mind in the middle, between writing one section, writing the other section. The Shach quotes the discussion whether we paskin. There was an opinion in the days of the Tanaim that chicken and milk is the Raisa, but we don't paskin like that. So there was an opinion in the days of the Rishayin, in the days of the early Akronim, that chicken and milk is also their eyes. Because the Gemara quotes, Ofer Gvira Necholim Ba'afi Koyrin. So Tosfos says, what do you mean ofer gvinah necholam afikaren? You don't have to wait 6 hours after having chicken. There's no need to wait 6 hours. Why not? So Tosa said, because chicken and milk is only the rabbanon. So you got machmer, only the waiting 6 hours is only by flesh, with the rice, by ofer, it's only the rabbanon. So if you get an elk, but we don't pass like that. We do wait 6 hours after chicken. So lokaim al hachi. So what's lokaim al hachi? So the Shach quotes Poshim Shach lokaim al hachi. It's not totally said is there. Even though Sarah for Cholam is only the Rav, he still waits 6 hours. And the Piski Mari, I think he quotes one of the earlier Rabbis and says lokaim al hachi. We don't pass on that chicken is only the Rav. We pass on that chicken is the rice. That's why you have to wait 6 hours. So he says there was such an opinion, but we don't really hold like that. We assume that chicken and milk is only the Rabbanan. And whatever is only the Rabbanan, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Mishnah that it's only osa b'achil, it's muta b'hanoah, and it's muta b'bishul. So Itchik said that he once got a shayla, someone was drafted in the army, and they wanted him to be in charge of the kitchen. They wanted him to fry the chicken and butter. Told him chicken and butter is the rabbanon. So it's muta b'dishon, muta b'dishon. But they're not allowed to eat it. But it's muta b'dishon, muta b'anon. They're going to ask him to cook flesh and milk. So that's a isad b'dishon, pasuk chalav. That's an isad b'dishon. Even though he's only going to feed it to nochrim, so there's not going to be any lifnei either. But still, b'dishon pasuk chalav is an isad. But whatever is only the rabbanon. So the pashtus is there's muta b'dishon and muta b'anon. Then the Shach quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a din of Bal Tosif. We used to the din of Bal Tosif if the coin gives an added pasuk. He has another bracha. You take instead of dalamin, you take a fifth min. So that's the one example of Bal Tosif. And then the Rambam came up with a new Bal Tosif. If the Bezdin will fool the people into believing that Pesar Roif B'cholav is their Isif, Pesar Chaya B'cholav is their Isif, then the Bezim will be a violation of Bal Tosif. You're not allowed to fool the people. And the Ravid sounds like he disagrees. The Ravid says, what are the fool the people? The Ravid says that many times the Gemara has a din, and they quote a Pasuk, and then the Gemara says, it's only the Rabbanan. Yeah, it's only the Rabbanan. Cross Machta B'Alma. So why do you say the Pasuk? So the Ravid sounds like the rabbi sounds like he's saying they quoted the pasuk to fool the people into believing that it's an isad deraisa. So it's machlekas the rabbi and the rabbi. Are you allowed to fool the people or not? Very strange machlekas. Are you allowed to fool the people? So the rabbi holds it's an isad baltoisin. It's an isad sheker. Why baltoisin? And the rabbi holds it's mutter to fool the people. That's what asmacht is all about. You're allowed to fool the people into believing that it's an isad deraisa. Very strange. So Rashi said that he heard from Rab Chaim that he didn't think that was the pshat. No one's talking about fooling the people. Now, how to tell Sheker? He thought that the Rambam meant to say it's not permissible to be machmir on a din de rabbanon to the same extent as a din de raisa. That's what it means, Bal Tosif. If you'll be machmir on a din de rabbanon to the same level as you machmir on a din de raisa, so that's a violation of Bal Tosif. And the Ravid disagrees and he says, no, that's what asmachta is all about. You don't always say Sveka de Rabbanon Lekula. Sometimes if you have a real asmachta, some distinguish between the Gemara says asmachta b'yalma, and sometimes the Gemara says asmachta. So some achreinim, the Rabbi doesn't say this, but some Prima Gordon has like this, Beis Halevi has like this. Beis Halevi talks about the Shmita b'zman and says the Rabbanon, we didn't say Sveka de Rabbanon Lekula. Shana, we're not sure which year is the Shnas HaShemitah. The Gemara says the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev Matzoy Shviz. So we know Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the summer, Tisha B'Av, of the year 70. So the Shaila was. The Gemara says that was Matzoy Shviz. That means that year, that summer, was Matzoy Shviz. That was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. But no, they torched the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, and it was burning until after Sukkot. And that was Matzoy Shviz. But when they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash, that was Shviz, that was Shemitah. And the next year was Matzoy Shviz. So that's 2 days in Tosfos in the first parak in Masechus Avodah Zarah. And then there's the Shaila B'zman HaZeh, where you count Yovel as a blank year, because there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and the Gemara in the end of Erechin, in other places, in the Dorim, Machlokes, every 7 years is Shemitah, and after 49 years you have Yovel. So the Yovel is a blank year, so you count 50, 50, 50, 50, the Olam Void, the 50th year is Yovel. But you count 7, 7, the Olam Void. And the 7 years following the seventh Shemitah, the first year is Yovel, and the seventh year is Shemitah. The Yovel is not a blank year, it's the first year of the next cycle. So that's Rav Yudah's Shita, that you don't count 50-50, you count 7-7, the Olam Void. So the Gemara says we didn't accept it. And then within Rav Yudah, there are two versions, according to Rav Yudah, that that Yovel is not a separate year. So Yovel is always the year following the seventh Shemitah, and then the 7 years following the seventh Shemitah, the first year of that 7 year period of time will be Yovel, and the last year will be Shemitah, or no. Maybe Rav Yudah holds the first Yovel in the history of the world was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. You have two concurrent counts. You have 7-7 the Yovel, and then you have 50-50 the Yovel. So the first Yovel will be the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Then the second Yovel will be 50 years later, it will be the second year of that Shemitah cycle. Then the third Yovel will be the third year of the next Shemitah cycle. Then after seven times, Shemitah and Yovel will be the same year. So that's what the Minim writes like that in Chayshim Mishpah. So the Achrenim says it's against the Gemara. What's he hakan achani? So I think the Meshul Chochma says it's against the Babli, but he forgot to mention, Yitumim forgot to mention that he's writing based on Yerushalmi. Shalmi understood Rav Yudah like that, that you have two concurrent cycles. You count 7-7, then you count 50-50. Yeah, but we don't follow Rav Yudah's opinion. So we assume like the Chachamim, that you count 50-50, and the Yovel is a blank year to push off the next meet. And the Gemara says that even towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, when the Golus began, several of the Shvatim went into Golus, so they didn't observe the Dinam of Yovel, because you only observe Yovel when you have Kol Yoshveh Halel, crossing Dor Boris L'Chol Yoshev B'smancha Kol Yoshveh Halel. They didn't observe Yovel, but one of Yovel is Kaddish Meet, the count of Yovel is a blank year to push off the next meet. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Shaila is after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Maybe you should do the same. You should count 50-50, 50-50. No one's observing Yovel, because you don't have Kol Yisrael now, but you should still count Yovel as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. So the Goyim say not so. So the Rambam says he doesn't understand the Goyim. He thinks that they're dead wrong, that today should be the same as the end of the Bayis Rishon period, that the Yovel should be a blank year, that you should always count 50-50. Count the Yovel as a blank year. He thinks the Goyim are wrong, but he says, what can I do? The Goyim lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they observed the Dinam of Shemitah and Yovel, and that's what they practice. So he says, we have to follow their tradition, because Masorah, in observing the mitzvahs, is an important klal, and being kaveh what the din is. The Rambam will often disagree with the Goyim. If you're talking about a Shaila, so he doesn't feel obligated to follow the Shitas HaGadim. But over here he says, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, this is the way they observed Shemitah, so we assume that they're right. And the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. He says, no, we should pass like the Rambam. So Leshin said, to the best of his recollection, this is the only place where there's a machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, don't pass like the Rambam, and the Ravid says, no, pass like the Rambam. The din is like the Rambam. The Ravid says, the din is like the Rambam, that you should count 50-50, you should count the blank year. So we're not sure exactly which year is the Shemitah year. The year 70, when they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, 70 was Matzoi Shviyas. Oh no, the Beis HaMikdash was burning for over 2 months, Tisha B'Av till after Tishrei, and that was Matzoi Shviyas. And they finished burning, but the Tisha B'Av of the year 70, when they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash, that was not Matzoi Shviyas, that was Shviyas. So that's 2 days. And then the Shaila, should you count Yovel as a blank year? So we're not sure exactly when Shemitah is. So that's when the Jews started to move back, make kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, the end of the 1800s. So they had the Shaila about observing Shemitah. So in the newspapers in Europe, they were writing about it. So some writer came up with an einfall that Shemitah b'zman is only the Rabban, it's the Sveika the Rabban l'kula. So if you're not sure which year is Shemitah, because we're not sure whether the year 70 was Shemitah or Matzoi Shemitah, then we're not sure, maybe you have to throw in a blank year every 50 years. So since you're not sure, so Sveikha Ramakon, you don't have to observe Shemitah at all. So the Beis HaLevi has chumas about this. So he writes, that's ridiculous. If it's a Sufik, which year is Shemitah, then you're making it worse. Then you have to observe all the possibilities. Because you can't say Sveikha Rabban Kula by Taita Nisasa. You can't be making a boat. You have Shtei Kederis. If you have two Kederis, one is treif, one is kosher, and Nisa the Rabbanan, if I went to one of the two, you don't know which one. So if it's Nisa the Rabbanan, then you say, tell them, Sakal call them in Makuko. You have the right to assume that it fell into the treif pot, didn't fall into the kosher pot. But what if the two pots are both kosher? Both pots are kosher. And Nisa the Rabbanan fell into one or the other, you don't know which one. I enjoy corn soup, and the other guy enjoys potato soup. So I'll say, Sveka Rabbanan Kula, I'll eat this corn soup, and he wants to eat the potato soup. So you can't be Mekel like that. You can't be Mekel, Sveka Rabbanan Tata Nisas. You have to be Machmer on both. So the Beis HaLevi says, you better not say that it's a Sveka the Rabbanan, which year is Shemitah. You better say you follow the tradition of the Goyim. It's not going to help to say Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanan, therefore you Mekel on all the 3 years. You would have to be Machmer on all the possibilities. So he said, it's not a Sufik. We follow on every Luach. It says what year it is. This year is what, the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. I lost track of it. I think it's at my Sesheni year, fourth year. So he said, we assume that is correct. It's not a Sveka de Rabbanan. So that Shuvah, when the Beis HaLevi talks about this, is incorrect. It says Sveka Rabbanan Kula. So he has another idea. He says that Sveka Darabon Lekula doesn't apply to all Dina Darabon. If you have an Asmachta Chashuva, he says a difference. If you have an Asmachta Ba'alma, that's only a mnemonic device to remember the Din. But if you have an Asmachta Chashuva, then we assume that it's a more Chomedika Din Darabon. And you would say Sveka Darabon Lechumra. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, Hashem Rav Chaim. That was the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivit. That the Rambam, he didn't mean to say that you're not allowed to fool the public into believing that the dinam derabbanan are dinam deraisa. You're not talking about fooling them. Of course you're not allowed to fool the public. The rabbi is not going to disagree and say, you are allowed to fool the public. He didn't think that that's what they were arguing about. So the Rama meant to say, you're not permitted to be machmer on a din derabbanan to the same extent as a din deraisa. And if you're machmer, like a deraisa, that's a violation of baltesa. The rabbanan have a right to. The Rambam quotes, Rabbanim were authorized to Ushmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris le Mishmarti. They were authorized to make Gzeres the Rabbanim. But not to be Machman to the same extent as it in the Raisa, you have to keep track. And the Raivin says that a lot of times they say it's only the Rabbanim and it's only an Asmachta, so why they make an Asmachta? It means that you do have the right. They wanted to be Machmer to the same extent as it in the Raisa. He said that Rab Chaim thought that was the Machlek is the Rambam and the Rambam.
Does one decide whether it's Asmachta Chashuva?
Sometimes Asmachta is so plausible. Like by the Zav, it says, Yodav lo shatav b'mayim, such a striking lotion. The Yodav lo shatav b'mayim, what if a person, a Tomei, dips his hands in a mikveh, so the hands are tohar. Either the whole body is tohar, the whole body is Tomei. What kind of a lotion? The Yodav lo shatav b'mayim, So Mikan Remezel until Satan. So very striking Asmachta. The Gemara has a whole Torah Shabbat, it's a whole Drosha. Mayodam Ibarai, Kol Ibarai, that Maga Beis HaStorm is not Mitami, you don't need to be Asmaim in the Beis HaStorm. The Gemara explains why. But it's Drosha. The Pshutash on Mikra sounds like you wash your hands, and then your hands become Torah. So the Gemara says that's an Asmachta for Natila Sindan. Sometimes it's only Asmachta Biyama, sometimes there will be Asmachta Hashuva. Yeah.
The Beis HaLevi was passing like the Ravid? Because
he thought that's not all the Rabbanans, you go the Kula, yeah.
Speaking of like the Ravid.
Okay. He doesn't talk about this Ramam or Ravid. I don't know. The problem is that there's a Ravid on the bottom of the Rif in the first parak in Psochin, where the Ravid says the same as what Rav Chaim interpreted in the Rambam. The Ravid says that we usually have a din that Sveka derabbana lekula, because he can't be machmer on a din derabbana to the same extent as a din deraisa. So they had to introduce a kula. So So they said Sveika Rabban Lakul, but Bedikas Chometz was instituted in Lachatchila Al Sofik. So you can't say Bedikas Chometz Sveika Rabban Lakul. The whole thing is a Sofik. Maybe there is no Chometz in the house. Welcome to things about Chometz. Maybe there's Chometz. So because they said by Bedikas Chometz Sveika Rabban Lakul, so they had to introduce a new Kula that Noshim and Ktanim and Amonim, because it's only the Rabbanon, so therefore the Amonim. The Ravid is pushing for that. So the way Rav Chaim interpreted the Ravid and Hasogas on the Rambam is arguing with that, but the Ravid himself says the argument like the Rambam, that you always have to introduce Kulas on Din and Rabbanon. That's an issue. What is the Ravid Shita about this? If you have real basa b'cholav deraisa, would we ever allow one to eat the basa b'cholav? If you have a cholav mesukam, you have no choice. Because nefesh is decha kol tulav. It's only a cholav shem b'sakana. We wouldn't permit eating basa b'cholav deraisa. The Gemara says for ha'noah shalok ha'derech ha'no'osam. The Gemara says. Ravina Gemara Psochim, Ravina Shaif Librati Biguharki di Orlo. He had oil from Orlo, and he was Orlo Zosabano. So he was smearing his daughter, his baby daughter, with Orlo oil. Gemara says, why? Because it's Shuloka Derechan Osai. That's not the normal usage. And the daughter was a Chelashe Evo Sakona. So Makhmu Chelashe Evo Sakona. We are not there. And he said, "Deraisa shalok derech shalok derech hanasam." We assume is mutam and ateretz on yosa. Hasam and the rabban. The shachan yeredeya paskins like the rav yosa that shalok derech achilu tet the gomer. It's even mutam and the rabban. If you get there on the bottom of the page there in yeredeya, tells you look in the shagazai says that it's not correct. We don't paskin like that rav yosa. We paskin shalok derech achilu shalok derech hanas hasam and the rabban. It's only mutam and makom chodushem misakana. So the Ran on that on the Rif on that Gemara, the Ran quotes the Machlokes Harishonim. What about the drink Stam Yenam? Stam Yenam is also only awesome in the Rabban. So would you allow Stam Yenam for every Cholo She'en Bo Sakana? You allow to drink Stam Yenam. So the Ran quotes one opinion. All the Rabbanas are Mutav and Malkam Cholo She'en Bo Sakana. The Ran does not like it. And in Yoredeya we assume like the Ran explained, we're only Mekel. Shulok Ederech Ano Osam. That's a lower level of an Issa, but Stam Yenam is a real Issa Rachila, so that we wouldn't allow Malkam Chod Hashem Sakan. It's something like in the Hilcha Shabbos. On Shabbos, there are three categories of Yisurim. There's a Malacha Deraisa, then there's a Malacha Derabbanan, and then there's Xeris. So there are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and that's Sim and Shinchof Ches, I think. The Mechaber quotes four different opinions. To what extent are you mekel if you have a chayla? Then he says, the Mechaber writes, the psak is like the Deah HaShlishis, the pasuk like the Ramban, the Taras Adam, and the Tur quotes part of the Ramban. So the what he says, what he seems to say is that if you have a sakonas aver, the koch nefesh is decha kolot harkul, the tal koch nefesh, if he may lose his life. But he may lose a limb. He will lose a limb, he may lose a limb. The Meiri says, Sakana Sever is Deicha Kola Tarkul, but we don't follow that Meiri. In Shulchan Aruch, we say, Sakana Sever is, welcome Sakana Sever, you allow all the Rabbanim. You don't allow him to violate any Seder, I say. Not like that Meiri. You matter all the Rabbanim, but you're not bound to their eyes, yeah. If you have a cholish aim bo sakana, but it's not a sakana, so cholish aim sakana means cholik agufa mutan mishka, you can't function normally. So then we're only makel, you can violate zeris, but you can't violate malachas derabana. What's a mashal on zera? Gemara says, amir liakum, we allow amir liakum off from cholish aim sakana. Amir liakum, we don't assume that it's a malach derabana, it's a zera. You shouldn't ask a guy to do a malacha for you, unless you next time you go and do the malach yourself. So that's a zera. What else is there? The Magen Avraham says that, let's say the doctor came to the house and he has to write a prescription. A goyish doctor, he has to write a prescription. He picked it up in the drugstore. So he says he doesn't have a pen. So am I allowed to carry the pen to give it to the doctor? I tell the doctor, I'm Orthodox, I can't carry the pen. He says, go fly a kite, give me the pen, I'm not going to write a prescription. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Yisra B'het, that tiltal muktas mutam amakam chodoshem misalkanah. That it's only a gzera. Tiltal muktas is a gzera shem v'yotzi. It's not even a malachim at the Rabbanan. But what else is a gzera? I think Mara says if you have a choyla and he has to sleep, that he should get better. So it says in the Gemara, we're allowed to play soft music to put him to sleep, even though to play music is a gzera. Shem Yisakim play shir, it's a gzera. But it's not a malacha. You don't say, whoever plays a piano is over on a malacha of Yisakim on it. It's a gzera. Shem Yisakim play shir. It may lead to that. That's only a gzera. So whatever's a gzera is muta b'makam chodesh Shem Yisakim. What else the Gemara has? There's a big machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah at Paskins, that to take medication. You're not allowed to refuah zos a gzera Shem Yishachik salamanim. We're going to say a person who swallows a pill is over on tochein. It's not a vibration of tochein. It's exerish shem yishachik salman. May lead to it. But it's not even a malacha of the rabbanan. So whatever is only a gzerah is mutter for a chor l'sheim l'sakot. But whatever is a malacha of the rabbanan is also. That's kein zeh. The Ran is distinguishing. We divide all the macholos asuras. We divide all the serachim into two categories. That if some, let's say, stam yeinam, if you want to drink stam yeinam, that's macholos asuras derabbanan. So that you're not matter for chol l'shem b'sakanah. But if it's shaluka derech hanasai, that's only like a gzeirah. That's not even macholos asuras. That's a gzeirah if it's only shaluka derech. So then you make it for chol l'shem b'sakanah. So that's what we follow in the Shulchan Aruch. So if a person, let's say, is a chodesh, he can't function normally. So we would not permit him to, let's say, the psarayt b'cholov, the bas b'cholov derabban. That's real macholos asur is derabban al pi pas. That's not just a gzera. So that we wouldn't allow. So the stomach, let's say, to have. Let's say to wait 6 hours in the translations. The Gemara said that's only a minute. So it's only a minute. So that the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva that if the person is the body with a mechesh b'yalma, it's only a minute. So you don't have to be. You don't even have to be a chodesh b'sakana to be matter. A person, let's say, has years ago. I don't know what they're doing. Years ago, they used to say a person had ulcers. So they would tell him he should drink warm milk. Now I think they cure it. They don't do this baloney. But that's a double you do it. When I was a little boy, everybody, the person has an ulcer attack, he had tongue to drink warm milk. But it's within 6 hours. The answer is 6 hours is only a minute. And if he's a mechesh b'alma, he has an upset stomach. Even if it doesn't prevent him from functioning normally, he's not even reached the level of a chodesh b'sakana, we would allow him to violate the minute. To violate menhagim, it must speak if it's a nechesh. But let's say to have within the first hour, not within 6 hours, to have within the first hour, so that some of the poskim say, the Zohar says that you shouldn't have meat and milk even if they weren't cooked together, but chodeshaitam. So it's a question, chodeshaitam means with 1 hour on the clock, within 60 minutes, Abuchadashakta means at the same time you're having together, flesh and milk at the same time. So some understood to mean within 1 hour. You shouldn't have, even if you had the milk first. And the Gemara doesn't have it like that. That's the Shad on Shavuos. That the minig is that you have milchiks and fleshiks in the same meal. The Ramah says the minig is that you have milchiks and flesh in the same meal, so you'll have to cut both chalas. They want to make a zecha v'shtei alechem. On Shavuos they brought shtei alechem. You want to make a zechus on a normal Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ramah says you only cut one challah, but on Shavuos you're going to eat both challahs to have a zechus of shtei alechem. So at first you have milchik and you eat the one challah. Then, since their fingers used to get all sticky, they didn't have forks and knives. The world, everybody ate with their fingers, not only Chassidus Shirayim. Everybody has got their fingers. It's a modern thing that you have forks and knives. So if your fingers are going to be all sticky with the cheese, it's going to be wiped off on the piece of challah. So you can't eat the leftover challah from a milchik meal with flesh. You can't eat the leftover challah from a fleshing meal with milchiks later on. So if you're going to have both milchiks and fleshiks in the same meal, it's going to force you to eat the both challahs and make a zecher d'shtelach. So some of the achrayim say, al pi nigla it's mutter. If you have, you washed your fingers and you clean your mouth out and so on, kinuach v'adoch and everything, but al pi zohar, that's a problem. So that's the malam l'hoyla has a tshuva about this. Is it considered garen brocha shein atzricha? If you're going to bench and then wash separately, because the Zohar says you shouldn't have them one suda. So you're going to bench and then wash and say amoitzi again in order to have the fleshiks after the milchiks. Is that, according to Nigla, it's garen brocha shein atzricha? Is it permissible to be machma like the Zohar, not to have fleshiks and milchiks in the same meal? Is it right to wait? So that's a shana. Maybe you're supposed to wait an hour. So waiting an hour, if there is such an isa derabanan, so an isa derabanan, that you wouldn't be waiting 6 hours, that we would be mekel if he has a mechesh be'alma. Because that's only a minute. But if there is such a, if that's pshat and zayr, that you're not allowed to eat b'chod ha'shaita within 60 minutes, not allowed to have fleshiks and milchiks, so then you would only be mekel if he's really sachod ha'shem b'sakana. That's probably not, that's not macholos ha'suvah v'abonon. That's a harchoke. That's like a gzeira. That would be like shaluk ha'derach ha'chilosa, probably. That wouldn't be like stam yenom. Yeah, we paskan like the Rambam, that Esher l'soch to'os ha'chatir ha'atz manasis nevela. We assume that that's a din deraisa, ha'chatir ha'nas ve'el basim b'cholom. We assume it's a din deraisa. Tichan Nasvel b'shari Yisrael, this is a machloikas, the Rabbi Tam, the Rabbi Ephraim. So the Ramo is machmer for Ashkenazim, we're machmer for Tichan Nasvel b'shari Yisrael. What about Lach B'Lach? So Lach B'Lach is right on machloikas, but the run has the long run at the end of Kolobosa. So the Lari Yisrael say it doesn't make sense, this is Tichan Nasvel b'shari Yisrael b'Lach B'Lach. The whole thing doesn't make sense. But we're machmer on that also. Unless you have a makom hefsed meruba, then you make them. So the Prima Gadim quotes a tshuva from the Radraz that on cholavakum, you can be makel that you don't say chaticha natzvele balach balach. So why is that? So the Prima Gadim understood the Radraz to say that cholavakum is manazeh is more kal. Because the goyim don't drink, in the normal countries, the goyim don't drink challah b'chol ha'tmei. So according to many, it's stamuta. Stamuta. So even if you're going to be machmer on challah b'chol ha'tmei hazeh, but it's an isa derabon kal. So then you can be mekel on chaticha nas nevela b'chol ha'tmei zman hazeh by lach b'lach. And Rav Moshe understood the Radban differently. Moshe knew the Prima Gadim. But he thought that you can be mekel by any isa derabon. He thought that the Radraz didn't mean dafke cholavakum bismanazeh because it's more kal. He thought by all isurim derabonon, if it's lach balach, the ol chanan b'shar isurim is only derabonon, we assume. The Shach quotes, the chanan b'shar isurim quotes the Ran, the chanan b'shar isurim is only derabonon. Rabbi Gevegit points out that Tosis on the Daf says Beferish Natsa. Tosis asks, according to the Rabbi Natan, the Chanan Shari Surim, Chanan even applied Shari Surim. So how did they do Hagola in the Midbar if you had a gigantic kli? You always have to have Shishim when you do Hagola. How do you ever do Hagola on a Ben Yomo? Bala Tosis asks in Kasha, the trade of Leah goes into the burning hot water. What's going to prevent it from coming back in? So we assume you have to have shishim in the water. So when the treif of bliya goes into the water, even if it comes back in, tchilas bliya is already in this bottle b'shishim. It's already bottle b'shishim. Or if you don't have shishim, then you have to wait till the kli zayna ben yomo. So the kli zayna ben yomo, you have to kashim and the rabbanik zayna ben yomo, because the tchilas bliya was the shva. But if you're going to kashim and it's zayna ben yomo, and then later, any of the animals going to go into water, come back in. The tchilas ablil will be levgam. So tchilas ablil is levgam. So it's not a problem. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should only kasher treifa kelim when it's ain't a ben yomo, or if it's ben yomo, you have to make sure that you have shishim. Sometimes people can make a mistake, they'll think they have shishim. They don't have shishim, so that's why a minig developed, says in Shulchan Aruch, minig is, you always do hagolah when it's ain't a ben yomo. Thus you have a bit of a shas hadchak. Sometimes it's a dead giveaway, you have shishim. You have a little spoon, you have a gigantic pot. You can put in 100 spoons like that into the pot. So that giveaway is still, meaning always is that you always wait till it's ain't a ben yomo, unless you have a bit of a shas hatzak, then you can be mekel to do hagol even when it is a ben yomo. So Tosis raises the question, how do you do l'rasa Torah l'kedera bas yayim? The Torah only requires to do hagol on a kli that's ben yomo, so you have to make sure that you have shishim. But if you have a gigantic treifa pot, it's impossible. You can't have a pot the size of this room. There is no pot so big, so how can you do it? You're not going to have shishim. So Tosis says, do hagolah pamayim, do twice hagolah. So the first time you do hagolah, you have shloshim. So the treifa will go into the water, it'll come back into the pot, so you have shloshim against it. And then you throw out all that treifa water, then you do hagolah a second time. So the treifa goes into the water, it comes back in. So now, by now, you'll have 30 times 30, so for sure you're going to have more than shishim now. But if you all bishari surim, so you didn't have shishim the first time, so then you need shishim, can I get the whole thing? How are you going to do hagol on a kli gadol? If you all like Rabbi Ephraim, there's no chanan bishari surim. To do hagol twice, pour out the water in between, do hagol with new water. But if you all chanan bishari surim, so the Rabbi Kirega points out on the other day, obviously Tosis, when they're dealing with this kasha, the Rabbi opinion chanan bishari surim is their isa. It's only the Rabbanon, what's the whole kasha? But we don't pass like that. We assume like the Shach, not like the Tosfos. Shach, what's the Ran? That's the assumed Shach. Chanan Bishari Surim is only the Rabbon. That's Rav Shlomo Eger has a kula. This comes up every so often. We only say Chanan Bishari Surim if there's Vaday and Iser. If there's Vaday and Iser, what if you're Mesupit in the first place if there's an Iser? And then in industrial kashrus you have sometimes. You have an ingredient, you may or may not have a non-kosher. You have ingredients that have 60 ingredients in it. You have to check 500 companies all over the world, 500 countries to find out what the ingredients are, whether they're kosher. So let's say you have some kind of ingredient that you want to mix into a food, and you have a suffix whether one of the ingredients is kosher or treif. By the end of the day, for sure you're going to have shishim against that possible non-kosher ingredient. So since chanam sharisim is only the rabbon, if you're mesupik, if you have an isa in the first place, so it's a sofik the rabbon of the kula. Sofik chanan bishari surim is the kula. We assume like the shach that chanan bishari surim is only the rabbon.
How come Ramesha did it wasn't miyachis to the Rama but hefsek gadol by lach belach?
He says we're only machmer on lach belach unless hefsek gadol, but that's if it's an isa deraisa. But if it's an isa derabbon, then the radvaz is mekel by all the rabbons. That's what he thought. Yeah, what do you do if by mistake you have some treifa food? So we usually give it to the goyisha next door neighbor. We give it to the goyisha neighbor. So that's, let's say, if it's bas b'cholav deraisa, it's also b'anom. So if you give it to the nochri hamakiro, give it to the goy who's your next door neighbor, he's my Shabbos goy. But then I need someone to turn on the lights on Yantav or something. So he always helps me out. So if you're going to give the matana to a nochri hamakiro, then it's considered that you're getting hanor from it, because he's certainly got to reciprocate. He's going to give you back something in exchange, services or something. So you got to give it to your maid who cleans in the house. So she's going to do. She'll be more. She'll try to be more efficient in her work. So you're going to be getting hanor from it. So that you're not allowed to do. If you give it to a nochri she'ena makiro, then it's a nisa lo sechanim. So what do you do with it if you have something that's also hanor? Yeah, if it's bas b'chol of deraisa, then it's osman. It's only bas b'chol of derabon, it's mutabana. That's a shalom. Bas b'chol of deraisa is only derab pishol, as a ter. So let's say if the following is a big machlek yisachronin, let's say by mistake you cook milchiks in a fleshy pot, ben yomo. If it's a cliche, in a ben yomo, so it's nice and tough time, it's only osman derabon. Zere in a ben yomo, at a ben yomo. But if it's a clean ben yomo, cook fleshiks in the milchik pot, the milchiks in the fleshik pot, that's a ben yomo. So then you have a problem. So is that taka basa b'cholav deraisa? they didn't ask me. If they would have asked me, I would have said that how can that be basal chalderabba? How can that be basal chalderais? Basal chalderais, the derech bishul also tell you, when he gave the tam chalim in the basar, and he gave tam basar into the chalim. By mistake, he cooked fleshiks in the milchik pot. He wasn't interested in giving the bliya over. I would have thought that's only the rabbanim. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes that it's a major machlokes achrayim. So all the big achrayim say, not like me. I think the Pima Gadim and the Chavis Das and all the major Paskim, they all say that that's Pas B'chol of the Rice and it's also Bano. And the minor leagues are the ones that say like me. I thought it was Momstam, that it's only Pas B'chol of the Rice. But all the big Paskim hold that that's Pas B'chol of the Rice and Pas B'chol of the Rice is also Bano. See, you're not allowed to give it to the Nochri HaMakira. I was told a story that I think Rav Gershon Zaks told me half of this story. And Rav Zelig Epstein told me the other half of the story. That Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was marrying off one of his children. And he didn't invite Rav Lezer Telzer, Lezer Gordon, because they were in the middle of a machloikis. That Rav Lezer Gordon held that if the Aguda is not going to have their own newspaper, they won't have any hashpo on the public, because everybody had their own newspaper. They had, before the war, I think they said there were 30 Yiddish newspapers in Warsaw. Everybody had their own newspaper, and everybody was trying to brainwash the public to follow the Ashita. The Jewish communists had, and the Apikurism had, and everybody had their own newspaper. So he said, Aguda has to have his own newspaper. Chaim Halevi is going to have a newspaper. He's going to turn into Lashon Hara. It's impossible to have a newspaper without turning into Lashon Hara. So he didn't invite Rav Lezer Telzer on principle. But Rav Lezer Telzer heard that the Rav Chaim was making a wedding, so he showed up uninvited. And he said that a good friend comes uninvited. He assumes that he didn't send him an invitation because he lives so far away. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not supposed to invite a person if you know that he's not going to eat by you because it's not true. It's a fake. You're not inviting him to come and eat. But if Rav Chaim would have known that he's going to be in the neighborhood, which he wasn't, Rav Chaim would have known he's going to be in the neighborhood, he would certainly invite him, so he came. Rav Chaim, even though he was mechulak with him about the newspaper issue, he respected Rav Lezer Telzer very much, and he was mechaben and nishim inside the Kiddushin. He said that he was the greatest oyev Torah of the generation. So when Rav Lezer Gordon went back to Telz, apparently they used to make fun of each other's Derech Halima. The Telz made fun of the Briskistan, Briska made fun of the Telzistan. So when he went back to Telz, so he said they should stop making fun of the Briska Derech. Briska Rav knows how to learn, Rav Chaim. Briska Rav knows how to learn. The Shaila came up on Loch HaLamais and Rav Chaim paskened it properly. So they said, what was the Shaila? We'll tell you what they did. Is we know how to pasken also. So he said, they didn't have a caterer like today. My bris, we didn't have any caterer. My father told me different women in the community baked the cake and someone cooked some fish and they put it all together. And Shang, that's how you made a wedding there. So different balabastas cooked it, all religious people. So one balabasta was cooking a lot of flesh and she had a piece of meat that was trefa on the side that they were going to give to the cat. The cats eat meat. And even though the cat or the dog, something. I think it was a cat. So she had a piece of tray for meat on the side that they were not going to cook in the pot. So then they had a Jewish maid. So in the middle of cooking, the balabasta walked out of the kitchen for a while. So the maid saw a piece of meat on the side. She didn't realize that that's trefa. So she took it and she threw it into the big pot with all the other meat. Another piece of meat for the wedding. So then the balabasta came into the kitchen. She says to the maid, where was the piece of meat that was on the side? So the maid says, she put it into the pot. He said, no, that's trade for me. That's for the cat. So they knew it was much smaller than the other pieces. They knew what it looked like. So they took it out from the pot and they gave it to the cat. So you shouldn't make the mistake again. Then they realized that they got a shaila on their hand. Whether maybe it made everything else trade, because one of the pieces of meat was trefa. So they went to ask Hashanah. So they didn't have the piece of meat. So they didn't know how to calculate whether hashish and you don't have shish. So that was a shayla, a suffix shish. What's the din? That was the shayla. So the Chachma Itel said, flesh and flesh is mid bina, mid bina, shishim is only with Rabbanon. Safik shishim is mutter. It's enough in the sif in the Shulchan Aruch. So Ablazer Gordon said, that's all. So he said, ah, 1 minute, we'll think some more. So they said, ah, Mistamad, the Einfall was, Mistamad, they didn't salt that piece of meat. The other meat was salted. The meat that you give to the cat, you don't salt. So there's dam. So dam, is memishena mina. So dam is memishena mina, so shishim is their rice. So he, so Ablazer tells us, said, that's all. So they said, they'll think another minute. So they said, oh, but it's dam shebishlon. The dam shebishlon is only the rabbanon. So it's vaita, so the holy is only the rabbanon. So it's a selfish shishim, it's a selfish rabbanon lekulon. So Ablazer tells us, said, that's all. So they were thinking, they said, that's all. That's it. Dam shebishlon is the rabbanon. The basar and basar is mid nina, and the dam is only dam shebishlon rabbanon. Selfish shishim and mutter. He said, that's Rab Chaim, said not so. Mr. Rab said not so. He said, when is Dam Shabishloi, the Rabbanon, if it's done from a kosher animal, but if it's done from a trefa, just like cholov of a trefa, the Yotzim and Hosev is also. So the dam that was manufactured while the animal was a trefa is also Yotzim and Hosev is also. So therefore, you need Shishim and Atar, and so Sofik Shishim is Sofik Darasa Luchum. So the yes, so the Chachmei tells, yes, the Blazer tells her, but it's against Tosis. Tosis in Sanhedrin and Tosis in Sochem says that Dam is not Bechlal Bosa. Tosis proves in the Mara. Mara says, Kuhushu Utra, Reila, he the Chelbo, the Gita Utra. The Mara talks about the Gita Nosha, Zosabana, Mutamana, so Tosis says, why didn't the Mara say, he the Dama Utra? Kuhushu Utra, Reila, he the Dama Utra. You're trying to prove that Dam is Mutabana. So Tosis, because Dam is not Bechlal Bosa. Dam is not included in Bosa. So how can you say that the dam of a trefa has an issa trefa? Taisa says dam is not bechal basa. So Blaise Gordon says that's what the Yask Rab Chaim when he said like that. So Rab Chaim said, no, you're making a mistake. Taisa is talking about nevela. Dam of a nevela, while the animal was alive, it wasn't the nevela. It became a nevela when it dropped dead. The shechita, they did something wrong with the shechita, an animal died by itself. So you don't say oitzim and asa by nevela, but here it wasn't a nevela, it was a trefa. They shechted it, and then it turned out that it had a sircha or something. It was a trefa. The trefa, while it was alive, the cholav of a trefa is also, and the dam of a trefa is also awesome. So that's what he said. He was very spoiled from Rab Chaim's psak. So just as a footnote to the whole story, I don't understand this whole story. The Prima Gordon has a checklist. Hanagas Hashol Anishol has a whole list of questions that you have to ask when a shayla comes up. He has a list of questions that the Marhara has to ask the Balabasta. So he has, this is all on the checklist. Is the Shishim, is it Nimmin, is it Nimshanimin, is it Damsha Bishloi, is it Nadela, is it Trefa? Every step of the way is in the Prima Gadim. So nobody read the Prima Gadim. Not the Telus and not the Briska. Today people read the Prima Gadim. And you should talk and read that Prima Gadim. It's important. He gives you the checklist. Is it Ben Yom, is it Ein Ben Yom, is it Shishim, is it Darais, is it Darabon? Tells you all the things to check for. I apologize, I didn't even have a chance to prepare anything. It's not the cover because I just jotted it down superficially. Okay? You gotta learn your day. Every single sif is important. It may not come up this year, but it's gonna come up in the future sometime. Every Gemara is important. Every Gemara is important. In the beginning of Ksubas, the Gemara says that the Shiva begins after Stimus Agel. So Tosis has machlokes with Rashi, what's the definition of Stimus Agel? The Rashi says that there's a Tumas Gol of the Dofik. So Rashi, the Gol of the Dofik is the lid on the coffin and the walls on the side of the coffin. And the Shiva begins when you close the coffin. We don't follow Rashi. That's a few hours before the Kvura, and you seal the coffin. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. We follow Tosis. The Shiva begins. The girl of the doifik is the matzeva. So Tosis says what it means is the gemar hakvura. In the days of the gemar, they would put up a matzeva the same day that they would finish the kvura. So whenever you complete the gemar hakvura, that's when the shiva begins. Bizman is there. We don't put up the matzeva the same day. So it's the gemar hakvura. Whatever you plan to do today, you fill in the whole pit, the whole cavity. That's the gemar hakvura. So Tosis has an argument against Rashi that in Erevim, on Dr. Zvav, there's a machleitz of Yosef Lina and Chacham, if you have a live animal that's serving as a goel of a dafik, does it have tumas goel of a dafik? So Tosef Bishleim, the way we learned that goel of a dafik is the matzeva. So sometimes they didn't prepare a matzeva, a stone matzeva, or a concrete matzeva. So they'll bang a peg, a wooden peg into the ground where the kever is, and then they'll tie a cow, they'll tie a live animal, that'll be temporarily the matzeva. So using a live animal as a matzeva, as a goel of a dafik. According to Rashi, the goel of a dafik means the lid on the coffin, which Meshugan is going to put a live animal as a lid on the coffin. What, they crazy? So how can Rabbi Yosef Lina talk about using a live animal as a goel of a dafik? So Tosfos says that does not show that Rashi is wrong, that's not pshat goel of a dafik. So Tosfos says not really, because that's the style of the Gemara. The Gemara will talk in abstract about a case that's never going to come up in a million years. What's the halacha and a chenami? No normal person is going to use a live animal. But what's the din if he did use a live animal? The Tosfos gives a dugma, another marshal, that there's a Gemara in Chorus. The Gemara talks about tating. There's a pregnant cow, so you're going to take a fetus of the cow and put it into the womb of a different cow, and the second cow is going to give birth. There's a habadin of her behemetoira on that. This was not her pregnancy. You took it from a different cow. Tosfos says, it's not going to happen in a million years, but what's the din? So now they do it every day. Maisa mechayam. They do it all the time. Take an embryo from one cow, put it in another cow. So that's the same. Every wild Gemara that's never going to come up in a million years, sometimes it does come up. And sometimes it's never going to come up still in a million years, but you have to know in abstract, because some other crazy case may come up that you can be patient based on this case that the Gemara talks about. I remember Meir Schlesinger was the founding Rosh Yeshiva in Shalavim. So years ago, after Mechemet Yom HaKippurim, I think the year after, I think it was Chol HaMoed Sukkos, maybe Chol HaMoed Pesach, I think it was Chol HaMoed Sukkos, they invited all of the boys who were in the army the year before to come to Shalavim and Chol HaMoed, and they should write down all the shilas that came up last year in the middle of the war. So they wrote down the shilas. Sometimes there was half a minion in a cave, half a minion out of the cave. Can you be mitzar people in the cave, out of the cave for a minute? Can you blow shofar in the cave, out of the cave? And they wrote down all the shilas that came up. He said that, and then they were going to work on all the shilas together. He said 85% of all the shilas were black and white in the Mishnah Berurah. But we always skim over those. We don't read every line of Mishnah Berurah. It's never going to come up in a million years. Everything comes up. Everything does come up. You have to know. You have to learn your day. You have to learn all the Rebbe Kivegas and all the Piskei Chulas. These crazy cases do come up. Everything comes up. And if it doesn't come up, the crazy case, another case can come up that you can be pushed from the wild cases that they discuss. Then all the Gemaras and all the Sifim and the Shulchan, everything comes up. You should continue to have Hatzlach and learning. We need a lot of big Talmid Chachamim in the future, bigger Talmid Chachamim in the past. New Shadows come up all the time. You got to know Yeridei. Very good.